This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We're back. It's a Phillies Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz live from Chickies and Pete's the day after the opener. You all right with that mic there, buddy?
Yes, sir. It was
all right.
Too close to my mouth.
There you go. Whoa. Ike Reese, how you doing?
Welcome to YouTube.
Yep. Yeah, we're on YouTube again,
yeah.
By the way.
Spike right. Lee, holla hey. At your boy. That was a little out of order there.
It's wrong, holler at your boy.
Yep, Spike Lee. What's happening?
There you go.
Jackie Baseball, I wanted to get to you. It's one down, 161 to go. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Holler at your boy.
I can't even see you guys. There's so many shadows. Like, I just, it's already affecting the beginning of the game, the beginning of the show. It's going to be a tough at least first 2 hours. Can't see it.
Can't see anything. Well, it will be an overreaction Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show as we take way too much from the first Phillies game. Have to do it as tradition goes. It'll be a big show as always. Maybe we'll have Elliot Shore Parks at 3 o'clock. We're not sure enough. Sure not. He's at a wedding. Tornado Shapiro.
Wedding.
Yeah, a wedding.
Yeah,
Friday at 2:30 in the afternoon. Like, come on. How much of a discount do we need? 3 o'clock. Or 3:30, Tornado Shapiro joins us for your weekend forecast. 4 o'clock, Kevin O'Connor of Yahoo and the Kevin O'Connor Show will join us to talk about Cooper Flagg as we capture the flag. And we will give out the belt at 4:30 as we do every Friday, see if there's a new owner of the belt. But Ike, I want to overreact a little bit to yesterday's game. So Phillies win 7-3 in extra innings. And I have to say, I was overall very encouraged by what I saw. Zach Wheeler, we saw the normal Zach Wheeler we expected to see, right? We saw Alvarado look pretty good, you know, and Alvarado hasn't looked like that in a while. But I was most encouraged, and I know this is going to sound crazy because everybody has been complaining about the 19 strikeouts yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I thought they were a good 19 strikeouts. I saw Trey Turner taking pitches. I saw a good pitcher on the mound against them. The shadows were a real thing. But overall, I did not see the kind of strikeouts, like the bad Philly strikeouts. I felt like they were pretty good Philly strikeouts. I thought that they worked counts a little bit. I didn't see them chasing very much. And once the shadows went away, the offense came alive. We did see a home run from Schwarber out of the cleanup spot. I was told we couldn't do that. We saw a clutch hit from Alec Boehm. But overall, I thought that the plate discipline, even though there were 19 strikeouts, and I know it sounds crazy, I thought the plate discipline was overall pretty good yesterday, so I was encouraged.
Yeah, you got a mixed bag out of yesterday. You know, for about an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes of that game, I don't think anybody was feeling very good about what we were watching. Shadows be damned. Don't care anything about that. When you're going through that, and you're watching it, it is frustrating. And there were times where there were some swing and misses at pitches where you're saying to yourself, ah, you could have let that one go. Here we go chasing. Are we doing a chasing thing? But again, it's the first game of the season. So to me, I didn't expect to see some perfect team out there yesterday. They're going to chase from time to time. And when you go through three or four innings of not getting a run across base and you're struggling, you begin to put more pressure on yourself to want to deliver. So some of these things are just human nature, and it comes with the sport, right? To be patient getting through six, seven, eight innings of hitless baseball or hit here or a hit there, but you're striking out so much, that is frustrating. And this is a team that I'm not isn't accustomed to being patient at the plate. They're working their way through this, trying to be a better team at the plate when it comes to being patient and waiting for pitches that you can get to hit. That being said, that part of it was frustrating. But positively, coming from there, the late game hits, Alec Bohm, you talked about Schwarber, Bryce doing Bryce things. Listen, JT, that ball should have been called out there, but nobody give a damn about that. That was a nice clearing basis for JT there. Right?
After the golden sombrero before that. Yeah.
Yes, okay. But he still got a hit late in the game. It mattered, man. So, listen, if they don't win that game, we feel a hell of a lot different about these 19 strikeouts. I'll be interested in hearing you with the 19 strikeout things being a positive, because I get none of that. I'm not going to overreact to it happening, but I can't sit here and say with my eyes that. Oh, that was a good strikeout. That was a good strikeout.
That
was 19 of them.
The pitcher was throwing strikes. If he's throwing strikes, you can only take so many pitches. I could count. I think looking back, there were like three bad chases the entire game, and two of them were from Bryson Stott, a guy who I wouldn't expect to chase anyway. I don't know.
America's leadoff hitter.
Yeah,
Bryson Stott.
They did feel like good, productive strikeouts to me. And the other reason
they weren't productive.
Here's why they were productive. The starter was out of the game in the sixth inning, which, you know, the more he strikes guys out, the more you take pitches, the better chance that guy's not going to be in there late in the game. I'm not like Jack, you're looking at me like I'm kidding. I'm not kidding.
Well, we were hoping that you are.
I'm not kidding. Yeah. I really, when I was watching them, I was waiting to be pissed off. I agree with you. You get a little antsy when it's strikeout after strikeout after strikeout. I agree with that part. You get antsy. But when I'm watching it, I didn't have that feeling like with Trey, where he's closing his eyes and swinging at a slider in the dirt, or Casty when he's going up there and closing his eyes and swinging. Mm-hmm. I didn't see any of that. I just saw them get beat by a pitcher who was better than them for the first six innings yesterday. So I felt like they were a good 19 strikeouts.
Yeah.
Sounds insane.
Yeah, you just keep adding that to there, and I'm like, yeah, what are you talking about?
It was a good 19 strikeouts.
It was a bad 19 strikeouts, but they overcame it.
It was a good 19 strikeouts. But we wanted to see plate discipline from them, and I felt like I saw plate discipline from them. Not every time that you have plate discipline are you going to win every battle.
So you'd rather have the 19 strikeouts than early contact and let Mackenzie Gore wait around? Is that what you're saying?
I always bring back the first game of the Mets series last year where they tried to hit Kodai Senga instead of letting him throw pitches. The guy's not going to throw balls unless you take a pitch. So they faced a guy who's not throwing a lot of balls yesterday, but I thought I saw the discipline out of the Phillies that I wanted to see in game one.
Yeah, a little bit too much of not swinging early in the count. And here's the thing. When everybody beats this into their head about the approach at the plate, this is what happens.
You get a little trigger happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is where we are. So, again, they overcame the 19 strikeouts.
Good 19 strikeouts.
Thankfully, we had Zach Wheeler on the mound.
Yep.
Right? So Washington couldn't necessarily hit him. The bullpen, some good, some bad?
Yeah, some good, some bad. I thought everybody looked good except for Romano. I thought Kirkring looked good. I thought Alvarado looked good. I thought Strom looked good. The only guy out of the bullpen I didn't think looked good was Romano.
Control.
I don't want to overreact or anything to day one. I'm out. I'm out on Romano.
No, come on.
I'm out on Romano.
No, he's going to be good.
He doesn't have reliever stuff. Yeah, he doesn't have.
He didn't have good stuff at the beginning of the the outing. He was back up to 97.
He threw one good pitch in that entire outing yesterday. If you keep talking about him being a closer, I don't want a guy going up closer who's not going to blow people's doors off. That's what I want.
He got it back up to 97.
Yeah, I like Kirkring better than him. I like Alvarado better than him. I like Strom better than him. I like all those guys better than him. I'm out. So I feel more encouraged rather than discouraged. What do you feel like, or do you feel the same after yesterday?
Oh, I feel the same.
Jack?
I feel mostly the same. I'm not where you are in the 19 strikeouts, you know.
A good 19 strikeouts.
A positive 19 Ks.
Yeah.
Productive.
A productive 19
strikeouts. It was a productive 19 strikeouts.
Yeah,
it,
and I agree with you mostly that the play discipline looked better, but they still swung and missed a lot. And there was actually some pretty poor situational baseball they got bailed out on to make it 3-1 by Olstadi and Marshy.
Trey, too. Trey, I think it was in the seventh. I'm trying to remember what he did. He threw it to the wrong base.
Well, he tried to throw it to first base, and
right,
it bounced, and Harper scooped it.
No, there was a different one. Whatever, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, but like the Stott strikeout and then Marsh strikeout. Marsh trying to bunt didn't exactly go well.
Didn't work.
Yeah.
Well, nobody can bunt anymore.
No, it's not a big part of the game.
Yep.
There's some positive signs, 100%. Wheeler was Wheeler. You know, some of the offensive people. The new lineup I was pretty encouraged by. I hope they stick with it. I like having Schwarber in the four spot. Boehm in the three, like being able to control the bat, having him there rather than batting fourth makes a lot more sense. So I like that. But I can't sit here and say, like, the 19 strikeouts was not sending shivers down my spine early in the game.
It was a good 19 strikeouts. You need to learn how to be positive about the Phillies and see things for how they really are. So were you more encouraged, discouraged, or in the middle?
The same.
I was more encouraged.
You are a lunatic.
215-592-9494. Were you more encouraged or discouraged about the Phillies game yesterday? And the other thing on that, and you mentioned that, I don't want to see the other lineup now. Like, I want to give
this a chance. Well, it's going to be in there tomorrow.
What I was just getting ready to say. Yeah. We're going with a different lineup tomorrow.
Like you know, everybody was worried about Kyle Schwarber not being able to hit, you know, without all those guys behind him. He had a single and a home run yesterday. He was the best.
He went first pitch swing in his first at bat.
Yeah.
He did.
So he can get the four spot. Can't do that in the leadoff spot.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like,
and the numbers don't even back up him not being able to bat fourth. His cleanup numbers are fine.
Are good. And Trey Turner has good leadoff numbers historically. So what are you doing, Topper? All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, I'm going to surprise you guys with the next question. I know we didn't talk about it before the show, but sometimes I think we could use the next question.
That always leads to a horrible Jack answer.
It's going to be a good one. It's an easy one, I promise you, Jack.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
So today is Lady Gaga's birthday. Lady Gaga, and not my favorite, but an all-time pop star. One of the biggest pop stars ever.
Okay.
Yeah.
So give us your go-to pop star, Jack.
My go-to pop star.
Yeah, all time.
All time?
Yeah.
Doing the Ike, talk my way through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to do that.
No,
yeah.
I know.
For surprising you, but it's all good. Like this was an easy
I'm just going to go to my first one that I lost a CD on the plane to Italy when I was 8, and I didn't get over it until a little bit later. Not to pull a young Eskin having all the money in the world, but
yep.
It was Britney Spears.
Oh, I mean, that's she. Oh, I mean, God. She ruled the world for a minute.
We're talking like an 8-year-old in 2000.
I understand it.
Not all of us were getting ready for the or in the league.
I remember when Britney Spears was a big deal, man.
She was a huge deal.
I was always more of a Christina Aguilera.
I was too.
I was on that side of the.
I was too.
The debate.
I was too. Ike, you have a go-to pop star?
Define pop star for me.
I think you know it when you see it.
Oh, that's good.
Well,
that's helpful.
Well, here's the thing.
Yep.
Everybody in the black community is not considered a pop star.
I would say if it is.
Because I want to go Beyonce.
No, I would say she's a pop star. Because Destiny's Child was a pop group anyway.
Okay, yeah, that's what
so
I'm saying.
Here's what I would say.
Dreamgirls.
I don't know if that's R&B group, pop group.
Yeah, I think she is not your, she's not like your cookie cutter pop star mm-hmm. like Britney Spears is, but mm-hmm. I would say that Beyonce ends up being a pop star.
All right.
Now, here's the question I ask you guys. Do groups count, or does it have to be a singular person?
That's where I was going.
I like groups.
Yeah, because I was thinking about Backstreet Boys.
That's mine.
Yeah.
My go-to is Backstreet Boys. Seen them 9 times.
You've seen the Backstreet Boys for such a music guy.
9 times. Yeah. They got great tunes. Undeniable
three
tunes.
Good songs.
No, that's not true. I mean, they have at least 15 bangers.
They do not have 15
they
bangers.
They do have 15 bangers.
Backstreet Boys, is that Justin Timberlake?
No,
that's the other one.
Yeah.
NSYNC, yeah, that's NSYNC, yeah.
Yeah, we've named six
Sorry.
Others.
Yeah. There's a million of them.
Yeah, all right. 215-592-9494. Are you more encouraged by the Phillies yesterday? Do you think they were a good 19 strikeouts like I do? Or are you more discouraged? Or are you just the same as going into it as Jack and Ike are? 215-592-9494. And today, for next question, based on Lady Gaga's birthday, give us your go-to pop star, all-time go-to pop star.
Hold on, is Rihanna a pop star?
Yeah, just keep naming them.
Just keep naming them.
Switching minds.
All right, you're going Rihanna.
Yeah.
Okay, so Beyonce's back on the table.
She's back on the table.
Okay, great.
All right.
I mean, pause, but yeah, she's back on the table.
Is that a pause moment?
Yeah.
Well,
okay, all right.
If you use your imagination.
Okay, all right. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Justin just scared the hell out of me standing behind Jack's mouth.
There it is.
Oh, my God.
There he is.
Just out of nowhere.
There's that mustache.
Yep.
All right.
He gets one big call, and here he is.
Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, yo, the king is back, baby.
Leading you're back home.
Hey, yo, look.
How's Kentucky?
I ain't going to be swinging at everything. You know what I'm saying? You know, lead on. I'm going to take some pictures today. What's up, boy? Hey, yo. The boy back, you know, bringing these takes at the leadoff spot. Y'all done missed it because yesterday y'all had boys on here singing. Y'all had people out here giving y'all.
Dude, that was an electric first hour to get people ready for opening day.
Spike was letting people go. Remember the Bill of Spike? That went out the window. He had
dude.
30 minutes.
Dude, when it's a baseball day and you get the real baseball callers, that's when you get stuff like that. I couldn't control that guy. That guy wants to open up with Do You Remember the Vet song? He gets whatever he wants, Corey.
Yeah, he might as well have been Herb's cousin.
He kept going. Oh, I got something else. Yeah. I got something else. I'm like, damn, I'm thinking he about to get to his point. He bringing up something else crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Nope. Never answered any of the questions, by the way. Never answered any of the questions of yesterday.
Hey, but when the look at the Phillies yesterday, you know, I ain't going to lie, when the game first started, I was hot. You know what I'm saying? Like, Trey Turner, he did come out, you know, I was like, I wanted to kill him. I was like, you know, I'll sit back and see how he did. And early in the game, you know, we was taking a lot of the strikeouts. Like, you were talking, this dude, Mackenzie Gore, Jack was telling us yesterday he wasn't all that. I'm looking at this dude, though. I'm like, this dude better than what Jack was talking about.
Hold on. I was the only one that said it was.
Well, by the way, Jack.
The only one who knew him.
Yeah, but you hedged. You said you were like, he's a 4-starter, but the Phillies are going to have trouble with him.
Oh, I don't think that's fair. I said they've had trouble against him in the past. What are you talking about?
I'm like, he's striking people out.
I didn't say he's a 4-starter.
Yes, you did.
I said he's going to win Cy Young.
Okay.
And then you sit up here, you look at, you know, my boy JT, you know, what's his name? John Tyler, whatever.
Jacob Tyler.
They taught us yesterday. I ain't know the brothers. I'm like, okay, you know, you've been hearing, you know, the talks all off season. We need to see something for you. You show up in the game, we need you. You already know, you know, MV3, you know, he was ready. You know what I'm saying? You know, anytime home runner, that's like a tush-push touch there. Like
staring at it again,
you know,
too.
Go, you know, anytime home run, right?
When you get it, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yep. Put that in there. You know what I'm saying? My boy did the Eagles celebration. Everything. Well, my boy was
How about that? How about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, Pander 101 right there.
I could do without it.
You talking about
I'm surprised you didn't do an Eagles chant right afterwards.
Well, the Eagles were in the hype video. You see that?
They were.
Yes.
Yeah. BG was in it. It was good to see that.
Yep.
You talk about King Pander, man. This dude right here. Ain't nobody ever going to take the crown from this man.
Never.
This dude right here is a Philadelphia athlete. So, Spike, this year – You know, I was always, you know, give Bryce a little bit of, you know, give him some criticism, you know, because all the hate that Jalen take. But nah, man, if you come at Bryce this year, I'm coming back at you, Spike. Bryce Harper is top two athlete in the city. And what he did yesterday, game one, because me, it don't take a lot to please.
He top two? Top three. Top two or top three?
Who's number one?
Saquon.
Saquon's a top athlete in the city.
In my criteria, you got to have a championship to be the number one spot.
So Saquon.
Hold on. Hey, Corey, Saquon's the top athlete in the city.
Top three.
We're not in La La Land.
A little honesty.
I know you're in Disney.
I forgot about Saquon. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody did
because we're too busy talking about that moronic dagger play.
Hey man, chill out. Okay. That topic is coming later on. You know, I don't want to change it up. That topic is coming.
More overrated, the Philly special or the dagger?
What you said on Tuesday, that needs to be studied, all right? So
what did you say on Tuesday?
When he said that Embiid shot versus the Raptors was a better play.
It was higher leverage play. It won a playoff game.
More memorable play. I didn't say
it was more memorable, but it was a higher leverage play.
I don't know about all that.
Bryce Harper's home run yesterday was a higher leverage play.
Hold on. I need him to find out. Did Vic Fangio say what I think he said? Was that a true quote?
I would hope not.
What did he say?
There's a Vic Fangio quote going around saying that back in 2021, he told Howie that Jalen was a perfect quarterback.
No weakness. I need to find out.
Everybody is saying.
That's why Vic Fangio is not an offensive coordinator.
Hey, man, but he got to stop him. But let's get back on the Phillies, yesterday. Right. Bryson Stott, I need you. Listen, I got you an all-star. I put my name on you as being an all-star this year. Yesterday was not your best outing. I need you to improve. Alec Bohm. Riding the Bomber, okay, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I need a Brandon Marsh. You batting last for a reason. I was a big Marsh guy, you know. That was my boy. But right now, the way you looking, and like I said, it's week. It's game one. I don't want to overreact. You didn't do much yesterday. The Nationals ain't that good of a team, but you know I'll see going forward. But yesterday I was still, you know, I'm still in a wait and see. I'm still, you know, NLCS. I'm not down from that. We beat them 7-3. Bryce and all the boys, you know, Kyle Schwarber. Come on, man. My boy trying to steal bases. Come on now.
Corey, give us a damn pop star. Before you give us a pop star, can you commit to it being a good, productive 19 strikeouts?
Sure. You know, I don't know what that means. Hey,
one for one.
What is it? OG 3-point system, win or loss. We got the win.
That's right. It's 4-point. But yeah.
Yeah, 4-point.
Who's your go-to pop star?
Oh, my go-to pop star. Hey, listen. I'm going against the delegation. This dude right here is underrated vocally-wise, and that's Justin Bieber. Listen to the
line. Bieber is awesome.
Bieber's awesome.
I'm a Bieber guy. That's a good one, Corey. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you more – it's an overreaction Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Are you more encouraged yesterday or discouraged or neither? I prefer you overreact and pick encouraged or discouraged. A quick note on Bryce Harper's home run, which is why I was dismissing your Phillies lead the league in runs and walks in the Grapefruit League. Bryce Harper had no home runs all spring training.
Uh-huh.
And the first game, he hits a big home run.
He's a red light player.
He was due.
Hey, Spike, they saw 193 pitches yesterday.
The Phillies did.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
You know why? Because they struck out 19 times. Yeah. Productive strikeouts.
Exactly right.
Yes.
Did you see? Oh, by the way, T-Mac used the walks in spring training stat.
By the way, I tried to find that stat. You could be lying about it. There's no team stats for the Grapefruit League anywhere on the internet.
No, I found it. Trust me.
Yeah. I went to see if maybe they led the league last year or something in walks of the Grapefruit League. There's no evidence of it anywhere.
Don't question
it. It feels like something that somebody from the Phillies told Jack, and he's repeating it, and there's no way to check if it's true.
That could be true, too.
I'll prove it to you. It was on MLB's website. I'll find it.
Okay, it was on MLB's website.
Yeah.
All right.
Take a deep breath.
We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. The college basketball tournament is back. You can watch all the action at Chickies and Pete's. Find a location near you at chickiesandpetes.com. It's an overreaction Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Are you more encouraged by what you saw from the Phillies yesterday? I am. You're more discouraged or you not feel one way or the other like Jack or Ike? And next question today based on Lady Gaga's birthday, who is your go-to pop star all time? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.